Rojo Cinema that just disappeared. Rojo Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Rojo Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rojocinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Rojo Cinema, our sponsor for this hour of the show. Not bad. You did that pretty good.
Yeah. What if I couldn't read? I'd be so embarrassed.
And we both use readers and glasses.
Right.
I'm not ashamed to admit it. Now I might be, a little bit insecure about wearing glasses in public, mm-hmm. but I get away with it because I have bifocal contacts.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but they're not. It's not. They don't have the science perfect yet, mm-hmm. so it's not as good as glasses. And I half the time still have to hold things 5 feet from my body to read. But I threw that on you without your glasses. So very good, excellent job, Kevin. So with Kevin Stewart Swain, a few years ago, the Al Harlow album Now came out, and many listeners here in Pittsburgh were not hip to Al Harlow, even though they knew his music in Prism. Of course, he is the leader of Prism. And the album came out, and just about every DJ here at the station was playing it, and the phones just would light up. Well, the lead single, which actually became a real hit, was written by none other than my partner here in the studio, Kevin Stewart Swain, talking about My Mind is Running Away with You. Tell us about that.
Well, one of the interesting things, here's a little snippet. I first called that song I Don't Hate Myself Enough to Love You. and Al was in the throes of romance at that point. And I thought, well, he's never going to sing this. So I basically changed it to suit his life right at that time. And plus, I was thinking of myself, be a nice hook. My mind is running away with you. I just quite liked it. So I changed everything. I wrote the lyrics, and we started recording it, and I actually had to ask them to dump the track. It was too slow and too low.
Really?
Yeah, so I said, let's cut it again, and we cut it again faster and higher. Now, Al says, I can never sing that song live, it's just killing me. I hope he does, though, but that's kind of the news.
That reminds me of the story with Queen, with Freddie Mercury, that Brian May brought to him the song Flash, mm-hmm. for the soundtrack for Flash Gordon. And Freddie went in the studio and came out swearing at Brian and said, I just ripped my vocal cords to sing that song. Why did you have to do it so high? But he got it in two takes and they were able to use it.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he played it live, when Queen played that live, which they didn't do a whole lot of, they brought it down a key or two.
Yeah.
Well, there is a terrific video with this song. And the song because it's got a lot of airplay. We're going to play it right now. Courtesy of Kevin Stewart Swain, this is Al Harlow from the Now album. My Mind is Running Away with You, WRCT 88.3 FM.
I got no time to second guess. Saying yes, I must admit it, I'm afraid. What should I do? Running away.
This is Al Harlow of Prism with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Courts in session on WRCT 88.3 FM.
to Jennifer in... Boy, where? I didn't write down where Jennifer is. Well, going out to Jennifer by request, Jeff Healey, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And that was his sophomore album. It went gold all over the world. And here in the studio with Kevin Stewart Swain, you had two good stories about it. Not only the Beatles, on who was playing bass.
Yeah, who was playing bass on the original of that song, because Paul was on piano, Eric Clapton was the lead guitar solo, so it was either John or George, and neither one of them could remember, you know?
The mystery.
Yeah. And then Jeff Healey, who I didn't know or anything, but he was playing on the island, Vancouver Island, and my friend Carl was the opening act, and afterwards they're kind of partying by the swimming pool, and Jeff Healey...
Jeff had been hydrating. And
he'd been very much hydrated, yes, he was very hydrated, and he wanted to fight Carl, blind and everything. He's just swinging and going, come on, you wimp, like, what are you afraid of me? And just challenging Carl to a fight. I don't know what Carl did. He's really... Things like that happen to Carl. And, yeah, they, I guess it dissipated in the end, but I remember that story.
Wow.
Probably over girls, right?
So, wars have been started over women, you know? Before the Jeff Healey, going out to Kim in Shadyside, and she called in, and she's excited about the Outlaws Saturday and Sunday, and that's from an album that you will not hear them play from. That's from Los Hombres Malo, 1982 Rebel Girl, and there's a story with that. The you want to keep that going and keep that music going?
Okay.
The background of Black Oak, Arkansas. Story behind Rebel Girl, single from the album, followed up the Outlaws having huge success with their big hit single with Ghost Riders in the Sky. And as the new album came out, when it was released to radio, it had been mixed so poorly that radio DJs, even fans of the Outlaws, didn't want to play the album on the air. The record label panicked. They hired a new producer to remix the album, pressed a four-track EP. Now, of course, back in 1982, there were no CDs. So all the stations were only playing vinyl, like what we do here in Quartz and Session. And by the time the new four-track was pressed, remixed, and sent to the radio stations, the album had died. And so, poor album sales. And if you're a record collector and you run across, and I've got a few copies of this in my collection, you've run across the four-track Outlaws with the radio promo mixed for radio, it's worth a few bucks. Great tune, of course, the great Huey Thomason singing. He's singing that up in the sky now. But you won't hear the guys playing that Saturday or Sunday, but they're going to be playing some great music. And before that, we opened up with Kevin's hand-penned My Mind is Running Away from You by Al Harlow. And I absolutely love that video. That video is a lot of fun. And if you like the song, it's worth checking out on YouTube, because it's just... Song is high energy and catchy, and so is the video.
A shout out to Steve Harlow, Al's son, who remade that video. Because we kind of did what you're talking about.
Really?
I had my version of the video out with us in the rehearsal space. He added all those cars and everything to it and color match and did all this great stuff. So, Stephen Harlow. And before I forget, Lisa Freakrock. I just want to say hi to Lisa Freakrock.
I believe her birth name is Beautiful Lisa Freakrock.
Yes.
So to
the lovely Lisa.
The lovely Lisa. Here with Kevin Stewart Swain. You listen to Quartz and Session right here on WRCT 88.3 FM. What fun. Artemis Pyle calling in earlier in the night. We got rock and roll this weekend with the Artemis Pyle Band, the Outlaws, Saturday at the Palace Theater, and the Outlaws Sunday at the Olympia Hall in East Pittsburgh for an all-acoustic show. I'm going to just be in rock and roll heaven this weekend. So talking rock and roll heaven, it's Canada. It's the late 70s, mid-70s, and Kevin Stewart Swain is in high school. And
as in Barney Bentall.
Oh, well, there we go. All right.
Very young, though.
All right. But And you are a fan of Prism, and Prism's arch rival is the band
Trooper.
And tell the story.
Well, my first band, so at that point, it wasn't late 70s because it was a bit before, like 77 or something. And I was in my first band called Joyride. And we were rehearsing and kind of stopped to argue about who was better, Trooper or Prism. And I was on the Prism side, Al. So, you know.
And of course, Trooper, who had hits in America, they sold more albums in Canada than The Who or The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, they're like our Beatles.
Yeah, they were the Canadian Beatles. Mm-hmm. But never, like Prism, Prism had hits here in the States, but never had the huge fame that they had across the border and Canada.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got the Hot Shots album, and they never said, but that was a greatest hit, so they came out really strong because they put an album out with a chock full of really great songs and didn't say it was greatest hits, you know, Canadian style.
So. Well, let's do this. So we're going to reverse this. Mm-hmm. So you were in Prism in the... avoiding the fist fight, but arguing. So instead of you picking your favorite Prism song, I would make you pick, what's your favorite, and we'll play it right now.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Trooper song?
Well, this one kind of got overlooked because the album had tons of hits, and I mentioned it to Ray McGuire the other day, how, what a great lyricist he is on top of other things, but it's a song called Live from the Moon.
Oh, what a great track. Well, here it is. I think it's 1976.
Could be.
Right around there. Don't hold me to that. This is Trooper, WRCT.
That was my favorite Prism tune. Now I gotta say, what is your favorite Trooper song?
Well, you got
Your favorite Prism song, because I'm on the Trooper side too.
All right, well, Lovin' Al Harlow, I'm going back to the Henry Small days. This is when love goes wrong, and man, Henry could sing. We'll fade it down. This is fun. Fun live radio. Don't try this in the shower, guys.
You tell me it's all over. Cheers to one lover.
Singer, you're listening to Courts in Session here, joined tonight by Kevin Stewart Swain. My favorite Prism song, When Love Goes Wrong. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna do something special tonight. We're gonna sign off for the purposes of the replay show that will be aired Friday morning and Sunday night, but we're gonna keep it going for another half hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, Courts in Session is now Courts Adjourned. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. What a ball. What great phone calls. Going to give away another pair of Rolling Stones movie passes next week. And I'm going to take a few days to recover from seeing the Armas Powell Band, the Outlaws, Saturday at the Palace Theater in Greensburg, and Sunday at the Olympia Hall in East Pittsburgh. I want to remind you guys to take care of each other. Be kind to each other and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh.
Say that freedom. Good morning. You're in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh, broadcasting from the beautiful campus of Carnegie Mellon University. The song you just heard was Freedom, It's a Constant Struggle. I'm sure you figured that out. It was from the Folkways album by Barbara Dane and the Chambers Brothers. That's how we're starting the show off today. What we're going to do with the rest of the show is play songs by women in honor of International Women's Day, which is coming up in a few days. Wednesday, maybe? I think it's Wednesday. I haven't looked at the calendar, but I think that's it. Okay, so before we get on to that, let me give you a couple of public service announcements. Imagine living in a world where you feel it's better to hide from the truth than face reality, where it's easier to bite your tongue than speak your mind, where you gladly give up your freedom because acting on your own is too scary, and where avoiding conflict, no matter how unpleasant things may be, is easier than embracing change. It's scary, but it's real, and it affects millions of us every year, because this is what it can feel like to live with an alcoholic: anger, fear, embarrassment, hopelessness. But there is a way out. We're Al-Anon family groups, and we know what it's like. To locate an Al-Anon or Alateen group in your community, call 888-4-AL-ANON. That's 4-A-L dash, well, you don't do the dash, A-N-O-N. Or visit, and here you do the dash, alanon.alateen.org. To help them, you have to help yourself first. Okay, one more. I'll do a short one. 86 million adults in America have pre-diabetes and are at risk of type 2 diabetes. It only takes one minute to know where you stand. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take the short online test. Okay, those are your PSAs for the next hour. And we will be here for an hour, and then Zombo will come in and give you a fine dose of Zombo in your brain. And let's see, we got everything queued up. Here we go.
Every word, gonna sing them out loud and conquer the world. All them faces on the pictures up there makes me remember when my table was bare. Living at my mama's house, taking food from my family's mouth before the money came. I was singing R&B back in 62 before you were born and your mama too. I knew David Ruff when he was over sleeping on my floor. Before we crossed over, all my friends on the Grammy show. I was stuck in Detroit trying to open doors. Record deals kept falling apart. One with Atlantic nearly blew my heart. Before the money came, I got a lot to say. So proud I was built this way. Some folks didn't see my worth, didn't know where I fit in. 40 years I kept on singing before the money stopped.
solid love if I got me a gig for 50 bucks. Now I got all these big decisions to make. Never thought success would be hard to take. Shoes on my feet, more in the closet. Silk on my skin, more if I wanted. All these years I kept my style. I wouldn't cross over, so it took me a while before the money came.
Talk about it.
I'm talking about Albert King.
Mama never taught me how to cook. That's why I'm so skinny. Yeah, my mama never taught me how to clean. That's why Mama never taught me how to cook, but my brother, he taught me how to eat. My daddy never taught me to succeed. That's why I'm so crazy. My daddy never taught me to succeed, but my brother, he taught me how to turn the other cheek.
I was beaming in his beamer, just beaming. Can't believe that I caught my man cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree, and on the way I grabbed Soleil and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I threw everything away. When you go, then everything goes. From the crib to the ride in the clothes. So you better let him know that if he mess up, you gotta hit him up. To the last time for all the hard times. When you go, then everything goes. From the crib to the ride in the clothes. So you better let him know that if he mess up, you gotta hit him up. Hey, ladies, when your man wanna get bug wild, just go back and hit him up style. Get your hands on this cash and spin it to the last time for all the hard times. When you go, then everything goes. From the crib to the ride in the clothes.
And that was the Carolina Chocolate Drops doing Hit 'Em Up Style off of, I think it was your third CD, Genuine. I know the title, just so you know it's the third, Genuine Negro Jig. Before that, we had Annette Peacock doing My Mother Didn't Teach Me to Cook. That was off of her album X Dreams. And then Betty Davis, Homestead's Betty Davis, doing They Say I'm Different off of the CD by the same name. Had a little thing going there. Both Betty Davis and Annette Peacock were married to jazz musicians, certainly in Betty Davis's case, who had a more of a reputation and certainly more of a production. But Betty was, I think... anyone who knows Miles Davis's career would say that she was a great influence on it during the short time they were together. Annette Peacock was the spouse of bass player Gary Peacock. And we started the set off with Betty LaVette doing Before the Money Came. Subtitle, The Battle of Betty LaVette. The story there is that Betty put out some singles, I think, in the late 50s, early 60s, that kind of mildly charted in the R&B charts, but didn't do much for her financial situation. They didn't hit it big. And then, I forget the details of this, but she was rediscovered back in the 90s and had some financial success then. So that's our first set of tunes by female artists. I'm going to tell you about one of our fine.
Nuclear Holocaust. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated